You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. High winds have been punching Michigan squarely in the nose today. Over 350,000 customers are without power. Trees and power lines have been blown over. Part of I-96 was shut down near Grand Rapids because of downed power lines. So what's up with these winds? Meteorologist Jeff Masters of Weather Underground is here with us now via Skype. Jeff, how bad is it?
I was seeing the strongest winds I've ever seen in my 35 years as a meteorologist in Michigan today. Sustained winds of 40 miles per hour or greater at multiple stations. I've seen gusts as high as 65 miles per hour. Over on the west side of the state, they've got it the worst. Grand Rapids, sustained winds of 47 miles per hour. That's more than tropical storm force. It's going to cause a lot of damage when you have sustained winds for multiple hours like that.
That is something. That explains why our studio lights have been flashing on and off all day. We've certainly noticed that. Is this pretty much over all of the state, or is it an equal opportunity offender?
Yeah, it's the entire state, Upper Peninsula included. They've got some really huge waves on the Great Lakes today. I mean, the shores are getting pounded with probably 10-foot waves in some locations. And the number of power outages we're seeing, I mean, that's bad ice storm level power outages, 350,000 customers. We haven't seen that level of power loss in a number of years.
Jeff, what conditions have set up today's high winds? What's going on?
We've got a very powerful low pressure system over northern Canada and some very cold Arctic air behind it that's flooding into the Midwest. And the difference in pressure between that low pressure to the north and then higher pressure to the south is driving these extraordinary winds. And the temperature difference is quite severe as well. I mean, we're talking winter like below zero temperatures in Canada, temperatures down in the 80s to our south. That temperature difference helps drive the pressure difference that we're seeing too. And thus you get these extraordinary March winds.
So kind of slugging it out, all these different temperature levels.
And March is roaring like a lion, that's for sure.
It certainly has that reputation. And that is, we kind of tend to see that anyway, right? March just tends to really pack the winds.
March is our windiest month of the year, absolutely.
But this certainly, from what you're saying, is a level like we have not seen before. And how long will this last?
It's going to last most of the afternoon. When the sun sets, that will help the winds calm down a little bit because the sun is helping mix the atmosphere and bring down some of these really strong winds aloft.
Well, Jeff Masters of Weather Underground, hold on to your hat. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us.
All right, you're welcome.